Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
with the melody of one of the best jazz cats around today. That was drummer, composer, educator, producer, and founder of the independent record label Beat Music Productions, Mark Juliana, with the tune 1 month off his latest 2015 CD called Family First. And it's an album that just got a 4-star rating in Downbeat. He is also a key part of the electronic duo Meliana with Brad Meldow on the keyboards and synthesizers. So over the past decade, he has toured across 6 continents with artists like Gretchen Parlato, Avashai Cohen, and many others. He has also appeared on over 30 recordings. Time Out London said this about him, and it's a nice way to notch up his vibe. What happens when you add hard bop drum masters Elvin Jones and Art Blakey to a 1980s Roland 808 drum machine, divide the result by J. Dilla, and then multiply it to the power of Square Pusher, and the answer is Mark Juliana. And Mark is a towering talent with a good dose of humility. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about who he really is and why he loves music.
I'm just a guy that's no different than anybody else, but I love music, and I'm lucky that I get to play music for a living, and I hope I can keep doing that.
And on that note, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of jazz drummers like Brian Stever and places that legends have come to visit like Art Blakey at the Mutual Musicians Foundation right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of another hour of that tasty jazz music. With the trio of Dan Adler, Joey DeFrancesco, and Brian Landham, here they are with the 2010 tune Silver and Gold off the CD Back to the Bridge. We'll be right back.
Mark Juliana from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz guitarist Jason Campbell, or as the world knows him by his stage name, as JC Styles, with the 2007 tune Knucklebean off the CD Exhilaration and Other States. So he took on the nickname to avoid confusion with the NFL Jason Campbell. Originally from Australia, he relocated to New York City in 2005 to study with John Schofield, Woody Shaw, Johnny Griffin, Pat Martino, and Barry Harris. And these days, he plays in that organ trio kind of format with Jimmy McGriff, Dr. Lonnie Smith, Joey DeFrancesco, and many others. With the legendary duo, we continue here on Neon Jazz. Here's Al Cohn and Zoot Sims with the 1968 tune Tickle Toe off the Easy as Pie album.
Thank you.
That was Italian jazz man, trombonist, composer, and arranger Mauro Ottolini with the 2013 song The Minor Thing off the CD Heaven Sent. He's well known on the Italian scene for his experimental approach to jazz. And along with the jazz, he's been busy in the realms of rock, pop, and avant-garde. He got his world moving in the right direction after he studied with the great trombonist Steve Turi. And from there, he's gone on to play with cats like Frank Lacy, Kenny Wheeler, Carla Bley, Tony Scott, Maria Schneider, and many others. Next on the show is Miles with the Miles Davis Four. Here's the 1954 tune, Blue Haze.
Some more neon jazz.
Do it.
That was jazz clarinetist George Lewis with the tune Panama. He was born Joseph Louis Francois Zenon in the French Quarter of New Orleans. And by the age of 17 in 1917, he was playing the clarinet professionally, working with Buddy Petit and Chris Kelly, along with the legendary trombone guy, Kid Ory. He seldom traveled far from the greater New Orleans area, but to this day, he is worldwide, baby. With his trio, here's Lenny Tristano next on the show with the tune Blue Boy off a nice 2010 CD simply called Bebop.
Satoko Fuji, I'm a Japanese jazz piano player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was modern jazz guitarist Joshua Breakstone out of Elizabeth, New Jersey, with the tune Baltimore, based on the Changes Of off the 2006 CD Sittin' on the Thing with Ming. His very early music heroes were Jimi Hendrix and Frank Zappa, and as usually the case, later on in life he became interested in jazz. It was Charlie Parker and Lee Morgan that captured his eye. And it was in 1972 that he went on to the New College of the University of South Florida, then went on to the Berklee College of Music in Boston. From those beginnings, he went on to perform with the likes of Pepper Adams, Kenny Barron, Tommy Flanagan, Kenny Washington, and many other cats. From the 2010 album, Annette, here's the tune Albert's Love Theme from the great jazz pianist Paul Blais, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. This is Bill McCamey, Kansas City bassist. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Frank Sokolow's Duke Quartet with the tune Reverse the Charges. This New York City native was a jazz saxophonist and oboist, and he was well known for his tenor playing that began in the early 40s in the swing bands led by George Auld and many others. And to wrap things up around here on this hour of jazz that has been and is, comes from a modern legend. Here's pianist, bandleader, and composer Herbie Hancock with the tune La Maison Gorée off the 2013 CD Herbie Hancock Trio with Ron Carter and Tony Williams. And that is one stacked outfit for one song. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is about equal to three superstars himself, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We're always here for you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.